your heart broken? Feels like it might never mend? Well, we have a verse to encourage you today. Hello, and welcome to Love and Encouragement to Live By. I'm Tammy Thompson, a Christian author under the pen name of T.S. Thompson, and you can learn all about my books by visiting my website at ts-thompson.com.
And I'm Jo Heather Dodson, your Christian coach, helping you discover what God has next for your work, your ministry, and your life. Learn more about my coaching services at yourchristiancoach.net. Thanks for joining in today for your weekly dose of love and encouragement as we talk about Psalm 147, verse 3, to help deepen your Christian living. And don't forget, there are only a few days left to reserve your spot for our Your Kingdom Purpose Women's Workshop in Westminster, Maryland, August 6th. You can find out all the information on our website at loveandencouragement.com. It's such an honor to discuss this psalm today. Psalm 147:3 says, God heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Those aren't a lot of words, but I really want you to hear them today. I want you to take them into your heart, your soul, and your mind, because these words are a confirmation. And they're going to give you strength for whatever you're going through, because God is promising you that He is the one to heal your heart and to tend to your wounds, because you belong to Him. He loves you so tenderly and completely that He's the one who's got you.
Mm-hmm. This is a beautiful picture. You might Jesus. Yeah. Wrapping you, I kind of picture like you wrap a newborn baby in a soft little blanket, and you bind them all up so they feel comforted. You know,
yeah,
it's true.
Yeah.
This is such a needed verse today, Jo Heather. It really is. In the world that we live in today, there's so much pain and suffering in the world. It seems like whether you're turning on YouTube or looking at the news or your email or talking to people, there's just more sadness, more death, more destruction, more fear. More struggle than there has been that we've seen in our lifetime, the world without Jesus, I have to say, they carry a lot more burden baggage. They do.
Yeah.
Because with Jesus, his love, He just loves you so much, and He's here for you and He's willing to take it on. But before we dive into this beautiful verse, I want you to hang on and listen, because we have some beautiful words for you today. They're going to encourage you up. I just want to let you know that if you're enjoying our podcast series, please sign up for our weekly newsletter. We can email it to you every Wednesday. You get a jump start on everybody else. And don't forget to like, share, follow, and subscribe so you don't miss future episodes. You can help us grow. We want to reach more people. We want to encourage more people up and let them know God loves them. So you can partner with us in prayer and financial support by, we have a donation page, or by serving as a sponsor spotlight.
Yes. Thank you, Tammy. When I read the words that the Lord heals the brokenhearted, it just takes my thoughts to Luke 4:18. And so you might want to grab your Bible or just write this down to look at later. But at this point in the writing, Jesus, being full of the Holy Spirit, has just come through a 40-day fast and temptation by the devil. You can read about it there. And so Jesus has now come into the synagogue in Nazareth on the Sabbath. And the people bring Him the book of Isaiah, which He opens to what we call chapter 61. And this is part of what He reads at that moment. It says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted." And in verse 21 of that same chapter, Jesus goes on to make it clear that He is the long-awaited Christ. And it's interesting, I was talking with someone today, and they had just made the discovery, about what that word Christ is. Mm. Christ is who they were looking for, the Messiah. These people were longing for Christ to come, longing for the Messiah. And, here He is saying, I'm here, and this is part of what I'm doing. I'm here to heal the brokenhearted. And there's more to that verse, which we're not going to delve into it today. Tammy and I were talking about it before we started filming. We wish we had more time today, but we'll come back to it on a different day. So do take time to read that chapter and really meditate on that. But, you know, we really want you to take in and meditate on the fact that, you know, Jesus came. I originally wrote, as I was writing my thoughts about this, I said Jesus was sent. But Jesus came. I mean, he came by choice. I mean, he's God. He came in the flesh. Because his sacrifice ultimately heals your heart, you know, because his death on the cross has made a way for you to be reconciled to God. And, you know, I mean, how much greater can our heart be healed than that? I know some of you guys listening have earthly pains and sorrows and griefs and things that you're bearing, but I do want you to meditate on the fact that Christ himself said, I came to heal the brokenhearted, and maybe that'll encourage you today.
Yeah, well, he does. He heals the brokenhearted. You know, there's a time, you know, in my life where my heart was so broken that I thought it was beyond repair. It was, you know, I've had some times, more than once, but there was a particular time that I just felt like I was broken beyond repair. Maybe somebody listening in is going through that now. Maybe you've lost somebody, or you just, you're not where you want to be in your life. Certain things have happened, you know, but Jesus cares about the state of your heart. That's what he's saying. He cares about the state of your heart. You know, the heart matters to him. And one of the ways that Jesus healed my heart was that he got me, encouraged me through the Holy Spirit to forgive the one that broke my heart. Mm-hmm. You know, and there's a lot in scriptures about forgiveness and stuff, and because there's a method to this. It's not like he just has a little magic wand. He goes, poop, all broken and healed up. Like, you know, it's, I mean, because, you know, I remember when I was little.
I wish it was like that, I think, Tammy.
I do. This thought just came to my mind, you know, when I was a little girl, we were traveling. We stopped at one of these like rest stops. They had a gift shop, and I had some money, and I wanted to buy my mom something. And it was this little teeny like porcelain kind of like jewelry case. Anyways, I went out to the parking lot, and I was so excited I tripped and I dropped it, and I could not stop bawling. And of course, they wouldn't take it back, and they wouldn't do anything. My mom just felt horrible. But do you know, she picked up all those pieces, and she glued it back together. It was not pretty, but she. But she put all the pieces back together the best that she could, because she wanted to know that it's okay, Tammy, that it broke. I'm gonna fix it, and I'm still gonna treasure what you gave me. And so we had this glob of glue thing that she had. That's what was coming to my mind. But yeah, so Jesus cares about your state of your heart. And so one of the things, like I said, he worked with me was forgiveness. So forgiveness is one of those things that to be able to forgive the one who crushed my heart. And then through that process, you know, he talks about, you know, taking our wounds and healing them up, binding up our wounds. You're going to have this open wound in your heart if you have unforgiveness in there towards the person. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like it's an impossible hurdle to get over to allow Jesus to come in and do the work that he wants to do when you have unforgiveness. Because unforgiveness leads to bitterness and sorrow and heartache and being able to forgive, there's beauty that comes with that. And I know it's so hard to let go and forgive somebody, but I'm telling you that it allows Jesus to do the work that he wants to do in you. And then the beautiful part is, after I was able to forgive, that he has brought me so much love from his kingdom. All the sisters in Christ he's given me, all the people in my life, he has brought me more love in my life today than I have ever had. Ever had. I mean, it's like the scars are healed up and everything. Jesus, in his amazing love, he has the power to do that, to take things that I can look back and I don't even think about those things anymore. Because, you know, when forgiveness is, you kind of forget those things. And I remember them. I don't dwell on them. I'm not reliving the pain and the agony. It's not like I'm continuing opening up the stitches and cleaning out the wound again. No, it's done. Right. And so anyways, this is just a beautiful verse. And, I want you to really meditate on some of these things this week. Look at the things in your life and, you know, about how, what steps might need to be taken so that you can have your heart healed by Jesus.
Yes. Amen. Yeah, we really want that for you. I mean, Tammy and I, our heart's desire, the reason we do this is to encourage desire. The reason we do this is to encourage you and to for us to shine the light maybe in an area mm-hmm. that maybe you haven't been ready to give it to God, and you've been holding it clutched in your hand, and maybe this mm-hmm. is just that moment that you're hearing him call your voice and saying, you know what, I'm ready to take mm-hmm. all those broken pieces like Tammy described. I'm ready. I'm waiting. If you're willing to open your hand and give it to him. I love the Psalms, and I encourage you to read this whole Psalm. We're just shining on one verse today. Because if you read the whole thing, and you may have your Bible with you now, you can flip it open, you're going to see that it begins with calling us to praise the Lord. And that we're to praise the Lord because of all the amazing things he has done. And so when I think about that, you know, and I think about being brokenhearted, you know, and when I've sat in that seat, it feels hard to praise him, I think. And I think that's why this psalm talks that. You know, it's saying, here's something you can do. If you hadn't been ready to unclutch your hand, maybe you just start by praising him. You start by starting to notice those things that he's done for you. Even while you've been in that dark cloud and that shadow of brokenness, he's still been doing things for you, amazing things. You just maybe haven't seen it. Now, this particular psalm is specifically talking about Israel, but you can and should apply it to your life. This is the living word. That's why it's called that for a reason. It's because you can apply it to your life. So the question you might be asking yourself is, you know, right now you might be saying, Joe Heather, how can I praise God when my heart is broken? And Tammy was talking about forgiving others earlier. And so as I was studying, as I study the word, I study it, I chew on it. And then after I've chewed on it a little bit, I look at commentaries. And commentaries, if you're not familiar with that word, it's basically theologians who have written about the verse. And you can see that. Now you're not always going to see the same thing. Commentaries are people's opinions. And you look at them, and then you're holding that out. And you're saying, well, God, this is what I saw, and this is what I'm hearing. Mm-hmm. And it's between you and God. But I think they're helpful. And so as I was preparing, I looked at the commentaries, a couple of them, about this verse. And some of them really focused on the sin of the people, the sin of Israel. And that's why the message of Jesus in Luke 4 is so powerful, is because if we look at it from that lens, if you're looking at it from a sin, maybe your brokenness is because you've made bad choices and it wasn't what somebody else did to you, maybe. And maybe if you're sitting in that seat today, you're hearing that Jesus is going to heal your heart that was broken by your own sin. Just like Tammy was talking about, hearts that were broken by sinful actions of others, right? He can heal your heart wherever the brokenness is coming from. Whether you tripped and dropped, or whether somebody knocked it out of your hand. Because his sacrifice has washed away your sins. And it's also washed away the sins of those who wronged you. So there's that piece that Tammy said, the forgiveness. Because he's washed your sins away and theirs. And so he is calling you to peace and to love and to reconciliation. And Tammy already painted a great picture of that. Because that just might be what your hurting heart needs to hear. You know, that you know that you've been redeemed. And that Lord's got you covered. And maybe that's when you meditate on that is when you'll be able to praise the Lord more than you can even today.
Yeah. Wow. It's hard. It is hard to praise him when you're hurting. Mm-hmm. But it's powerful when you can do it. Because you always got something to be grateful for. You know, there's always something there. You can start small, you know. But I agree, you know, praise comes from a joyful heart, you know, and we have peace and joy that come from God and from Jesus. I'm going to read you a couple of verses here that you can meditate on and hold on to in your time when you're going through the different stages of, you know, getting your heart mended. So John 14:27 says, Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled,
yes,
neither let it be afraid. Oh, so isn't beautiful. That beautiful? You know? And then Romans 15:13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. See, this is a beautiful thing, is that when you come and repent, whether it's been something that you've done, which Jehovah was talking about sin, or when that somebody's wronged you, you have to guard your heart to make sure that you don't let that hurt and scars turn into bitterness. Because, you know, if you talk about, like, it makes me think about scar tissue. Yeah. You know, scar tissue can in your body forms up and can lead to complications.
Yes.
Well, the
yes.
same thing with your heart. If you allow those scars to, they can lead to complications that mm-hmm. can separate you from God in some ways because of your actions. You might sin because of scars in your heart. You might step away and live certain ways that is not, you just need to run to God. I mean, after I was so broken, I had a hard time going to God. But let me tell you, he was there and waiting the moment that I stepped back into the light and said, you know, I'm done being broken. I'm done being broken. You know, I want to be made whole again. And he has the power to make you whole. He does. No matter what you're going through, he's the answer. Just cling to him and let the Holy Spirit guide you into what it is in your life to be able to have that repair process take place. So I just want to pause here. I hope you're getting fed, you know, and let you know that today's episode is sponsored by our very own Christian coach, Jo Heather Dodson. Now, she's a coach, I mentioned, and a thinking partner for individuals as well as ministry and business leaders. She also hosts a weekly Points to Ponder video tips on Christian living. Now, they're every Tuesday. You can go and look for them. There's a whole bunch out there on your favorite social media platform, whether it's, you know, I think it's on Instagram, it's on YouTube, Facebook. It's out there. You can find out more about Jo Heather at yourchristiancoach.net. That's yourchristiancoach.net. Plus, if you want to be a sponsor of a future episode, or if you want to, you know, feature your favorite ministry effort, you know, go ahead and contact us at loveandencouragement.com. So, I just want to put some closing thoughts on here before I give it back to Jo Heather. So, if you have heartache, you know, or an old wound that never healed, we can keep those wounds open, you know, or scars that you just can't let go of, you know, go to Jesus and ask him to help fix your heart. God, he cares about your heart so much. You have a part in this. Like I said, it's not like bink, like a little magic wand that poofs down, changes a pumpkin into a carriage. It doesn't work like that, you know. You know, you may need to forgive someone or yourself, you know. You may need to learn to let go of painful memories, you know, and stop living them over again. Mm-hmm. You know, Jesus has the ability to heal it all. You know, he already took all your pain on the cross. If you think about it that way, what he took on the cross, mm-hmm. it wasn't just your sins. He took the pain and suffering, every heartache mm-hmm. he took on the cross for you. So he's saying to you right now, if you're listening, there's no need for you to suffer. Yes. When he has already suffered for you. Think about it that way. When you're looking at something, he has suffered for you. You know, so trust him with your heart. So if you, and the other thing I want to point out here too, if you have had your heart mended by Jesus, then go out into this world and be the light into someone else's life who is suffering. This world it needs light so badly. I mean, we need spotlights and exactly. high beams and everything yeah. else into the world because there are so... Yeah. It's getting darker by the minute, and people need this. People need testimony, sets people free. If you continue to, you know, read some of this stuff, it comes to set, you know, set you free. This whole mm-hmm. verse, I could continue to go read the whole thing, you know, because Jesus in his mighty power to heal your broken heart, mm-hmm. you know, and mm-hmm. bind up your wounds, bind them up. You don't want them gaping right. open anymore. He's going to bind them up, right? Your testimony could be what yes. that person needs to set
amen.
Them free.
Amen. And, amen. You know, we've alluded several times to the rest of this passage, and it makes me think of, you know, being in a prison, and whether it's your sin, other people's sin, you know, horrible things beyond your control that just, by the way, God did not send your way, but, you know, we can't understand why it came, mm-hmm. but it came. And your heart was broken, and you're in bondage. You're behind prison walls. And Christ said, I came to set the captives free. And Tammy said, that's you know, right. come out of that prison cell and receive what's the price has already been paid, whether it was another person's actions or yours, and be the light. I love what Tammy said, be the light.
Yeah.
Because that is what we need in the world. You know, I try not to meditate on the darkness. I try to keep my eyes on the light. But I can tell you, we need more people out here joining us, you know, in the light and coming out of mm-hmm. the darkness. So the last thing I'm going to share with you today, if you want to jot it down, is Psalm 34:18. So it confirms all that we've shared today. The Lord is near to you and your broken heart. He saves you when you're crushed in spirit. He saves you. You may feel crushed, but the Lord is right there with you. So it's your turn to take what you've heard today and to apply it to your life. How can you believe that the healing that the Lord has promised your heart is yours? It's yours. Just reach out and take it. Think about that this week. Thank you for taking time to join us today. To support us and learn more about our August 6th Your Kingdom Purpose Women's Workshop, visit loveandencouragement.com. We'll be back next week as we continue to offer you words of encouragement that remind you of God's awesome love.